Bible, please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, beginning with verse 5. This is the word of the Lord. Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. So you have a friend who is traveling, and he comes through your neighborhood, and because he knows you well, he stays at your house for lodging. Now, it is the custom of Jesus' day to feed and to host, to wash the feet of anybody who's coming through and wants to stay at your house. You know, when Jesus sent out the 72, he told them to go to whatever house you feel led to, eat whatever they give you. And that was the custom then. The custom today is if somebody's traveling through, you refer them to a good motel down the road. You know, not here, Pat. You're not staying here. We're not in Jesus' day. So your friend comes to you. He wants to stay, and you don't have any food to feed him. Not just when he gets there, but you don't have any food for the next morning. And so even though it's late at night, midnight, you go to your friend's house. Now, you might be saying, well, midnight's not so bad. Well, it's true. I don't know what time we went to bed last night, about 2:30, 3 o'clock this morning. Went to bed. We'll both be napping later. But, you know, we're night owls. But in Jesus' day, an agricultural community, they're going to bed when the sun goes down, and they're getting up before the sun comes up. See, they didn't have Netflix and Amazon Prime and the internet and video games, and they couldn't flip the switch and turn on the lights. So they went to bed early. So midnight in this case is late. And the man knocks, he tells his guest, I'll be right back. Runs over to his friend's house and says, please lend me 3 loaves of bread. And he hears somebody yelling from inside. Now, their homes weren't filled, covered with windows, with triple pane glass, with steel doors, and, you know, insulated to the nth degree, not in Jesus' day. So you pound on the door, and you hear this, who is it? You tell them who it is. I'm, you know, so-and-so, you're my friend, I need 3 loaves of bread. And from his bed, the guy yells, no way. It's late, I'm already in bed. But you insist. You insist and you explain to him that you've got a friend who was traveling through and they stopped at your house late and you've got nothing to feed him. Because of that, because of your persistence, your audacity, he will get up and give you the food that you need so that you can be the good host. Persistence. We all need help from time to time. People are going through all kinds of things, and maybe somebody here is struggling with something. Sometimes we need food. Sometimes we need money. Sometimes we need a shoulder to cry on. Sometimes we just need a hug. Sometimes we need counseling or a ride here or there. But sometimes we need encouragement to do public speaking, to lead a Bible study, to be part of the visitation team. Sometimes we need guidance or counseling. Sometimes we need a hand moving something or cleaning something. And the list goes on. Sometimes we're afraid and we're alone, and we need help. Well, Philippians 4:19 says, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Whatever your need is, God will supply it. James, in verse 9, Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Do you see what Jesus is saying there? He's not saying, "Oh, you got needs? Don't worry about it. God will take care of it." Jesus is saying, step out in faith. Ask, seek, and knock. Get involved. Take a step of faith. James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt." So when you're praying and you're asking for something, you got to believe it and don't doubt. "Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do." People like that are not dependable. People like that moan and groan and grumble. But when we ask, we should ask with faith. And we should be persistent in our asking. Too often we throw up popcorn prayers. We ask God to do something, to take care of a problem in our lives. And then we just sit back. We expect it to happen. And the moment that something that we can hear, see, feel, touch, or smell goes wrong, we say, "Well, I guess that didn't work. I guess God said no. God didn't hear me." And yet we're not being persistent in our prayers. You can't pray about something once and let it go sometimes. Sometimes you need to pray about something and keep praying about it. It says in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 5, it says, "Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. And he told them the parable about the widow who went to the judge to seek justice against her adversary. Somebody had done her wrong, and she wanted justice. So she went to the judge, right? Judge said no. So she went back to the judge. Judge said no. She went back to the judge. The judge said no. She went back to the judge. And the judge thought, "You know, I'm not afraid of the courts. I'm not afraid of the law. I'm not afraid of anything any man can do to me. But this woman is driving me crazy. I'll give her what she asked for." And because of her persistence, the judge gave her justice against her enemy. Jesus told that parable to his disciples. That parable is for you and I, to be persistent in our faith, to be persistent in our prayer. Don't give up. My mother prayed for us kids. There were five of us in the family. She prayed for us kids and my dad. And my dad, you know, he didn't have much to do with God. He made us go to church. But Mom prayed for Dad and prayed for us kids and prayed and prayed and prayed. Dad died a good Christian man. My siblings are all Christians. Bonnie and I, when we raised our children, We made them go to church, and we prayed for them. We prayed with them. And when I went into seminary and was gone for years, and during the week I was gone Monday through Thursday, my kids rebelled in every which way you could think. And my one son had no respect and bad-mouthed me and just called me names and cussed me out. And then my other son cut up his furniture with a hunting knife and was abusive to his siblings. And my daughter was into crack cocaine and heroin and booze and pot and running away. And we prayed for them. We insisted they go to church. If they didn't, they were grounded. And we were persistent in our love and our prayer for them. And as most of you know, today, my four oldest children are United Methodist pastors. And my youngest child is an adjunct professor, a counselor for children and youth and teens at risk, writes curriculum up in Vermont. Amazing children. Persistence. Don't give up. We've got to hang in there. And we've got to do more than just say the words. We have to pray like everything depends on God, and then we have to live our lives like everything depends on us. We have to ask, seek, and knock. We've got to get involved and take a step of faith. Don't leave it up to somebody else. Don't throw up a prayer and expect God to do all the work. What we are supposed to do is have faith. Faith, which according to Hebrews 11:1, is the assurance of things that we don't see. So don't be like the world and look for circumstances to change. Leave the results up to God. Because if we're persistent in our faith, God will make things happen. Romans 8:28, we know that in all things, God works together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Whether we like how things turn out or not, have faith, be persistent in prayer, and get involved. Don't give up. And you know somebody that needs you to be persistent, whether it's you, the person sitting next to you, your neighbor, your coworker, something you've seen on the news, somebody in your family. Somebody needs you to be an intercessor and to be persistent in your prayer. That prayer may take a week, may take a month, may take a year, it may take years. Don't give up. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. God loves you, and so do I.